Good morning. Spain's former King Juan Carlos is seeking legal immunity in a UK appeals court over harassment claims brought by his ex-mistress. The hearing in London follows fresh allegations about his conduct by the British resident Karina Suzanne Wittingstein in a new podcast. She accuses the ex-king of spying on and harassing her after their relationship broke down in 2012. The former king, who abdicated in 2014, denies any wrongdoing. Juan Carlos, who lives in the United Arab Emirates, did not attend the hearing, and a ruling is expected in several weeks. He's appealing against a High Court decision in March, which rejected his claim that English courts had no jurisdiction over the case because he had state immunity as a royal. A Spanish police officer was sentenced to 15 months in prison yesterday for spreading fake news about migrants on social media. In 2019, the officer tweeted a 45-second video showing a brutal attack on a woman with a man beating and kicking her until she was left unconscious. But although the video was real, the attack took place in China and not the Catalan town of Canet de Mar. According to Spanish media, the police officer acknowledged that the tweet was motivated by his animosity towards and rejection of foreign immigrants from Morocco. This is the first time someone in Spain has been convicted for spreading fake news. Besides the video that landed him in prison, he made multiple xenophobic and racist Twitter posts, some with false or misleading information about migrants. Heat waves across Europe have killed at least 15,000 people so far this year, so the World Health Organization has said. The 3 months from June to August were the hottest in Europe since records began. It was so hot, the exceptionally high temperatures led to the worst drought the continent has witnessed since the Middle Ages. Nearly 4,000 deaths here in Spain, more than 1,000 in Portugal, and more than 3,200 in the United Kingdom, and around 4,500 in Germany, were reported by the health authorities during the 3 months of the summer. Last month, it was confirmed that the summer of 2022 was the hottest in Europe's recorded history. And Colombian pop star Shakira has reached an agreement with former partner Gerard Piqué over the custody of their two children following the breakup of their 11-year relationship earlier this year. According to local media, the agreement specifies that their two sons will move to Miami with their mother. Shakira, who's 45, and FC Barcelona defender Piqué, who's 35, were together since 2011 but never married. The custody agreement was reached 1 week after Piqué announced his imminent retirement from professional football and departure from FC Barcelona. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.